So hello and welcome to Making Palmy Home. I'm Lorna Johnson and today's guest is Vajiha Akbarian. Morning, how are you?
Good, thank you.
That's
how are you?
Good. I'm great. What we're going to do is we're going to talk to Vajiha about how she came to live in Palmerston North, a little bit about her life here, and what advice she might give to other migrants coming here. So hope you enjoy the episode, and we'll kick straight into it. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing in Palmerston North at the moment. What are you doing here?
Actually, I'm a teacher aide at Freiburg High School in the morning, and I have a restaurant. Can do it like the sometimes working there.
Yeah. So, so you've got two jobs then, basically.
Yes, I have two kind of jobs. Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk a little bit about the teacher aide job. So that's in one class at Freiburg, is it?
Yes, yeah. I'm actually working with special needs student.
Right.
I started like 4 years ago, and we have like. 7 and 8 student, one class.
Right.
We working together, like one teacher and 4 to 5 teacher aide.
Yeah. And how do you enjoy that? Is it good?
It's very good.
Yeah.
It's my favorite job, actually.
Yeah.
When I started like at Freiburg, I didn't have any experience to work with a special needs student.
Yeah.
It was a little bit hard for me. But now I really enjoy it. Even I have like a business, but I'm still doing the teacher aide because my favorite job.
Because you enjoy it so much.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And then tell us about the restaurant. I have to confess, I do know about the restaurant because I eat there quite often.
Yes.
But tell us the name and tell us a bit about how that got started.
Actually, I'm owner the Afghan Darbar restaurant.
Yeah.
The first Afghan restaurant and Asian food in Palmy we have, yeah.
So it's been open, a couple of years now?
We started the end of 2019, yes, more than one and few months.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So how did you manage through the COVID lockdown? Was that particularly tough?
It was very hard for us. It wasn't only for our business, for every business in New Zealand, but it was harder for us because we started the first year and after 1 or 2 months, it's happening for COVID-19 and we did well and we're still opening and we will continue in the future as well.
That's fantastic. And as you say, it's the first and only, I think, Afghani restaurant.
Yes, we never had in Palmy, yes. Yeah. And we were just the first Afghan group community to opening restaurant in Palmerston North.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So you're quite busy and I understand that you've got a son as well. And
yes, actually, I didn't say anything. And I'm a single mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one son. He's 10 years old, yeah.
And so you're juggling all that as well?
Yes, he is actually always with me at restaurant and sometimes he helping me if I need.
Oh, yeah. That's a good boy.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So just tell us, how long have you been in Palmy?
I have been in New Zealand, not only in Palmerston North, for 7 years now.
Yeah.
Yes, I came to New Zealand in 2014.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And when you came, did you speak English?
No, I didn't actually.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I learned everything in New Zealand.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So, what was it like arriving in New Zealand? Tell us what your first impressions were and how you felt.
Really, I have been before New Zealand, I have been in Indonesia for 3 years.
Right.
I came by refugee service to New Zealand. When I arrived to New Zealand, actually, I was so worried and I was happy as well because I founded a country to be safe there. And New Zealand was the good country for us, for my son and I. But I was really worried because it was different culture, different. I couldn't speak even English. It was very hard for me. But I had very nice and very good helper to help me, from Red Cross. And I had a very nice volunteer. She is my favorite person now in Palmerston North, and I love her because always she helped me for everything.
Oh, that's really heartwarming to hear.
Yeah.
You know, that you weren't sort of left on your own and that you felt that you had support.
Yes,
but still, you must be quite a strong person to,
yes, I
you
am.
Know, to yeah. come here on your yes. own with a small child. Because how old yes. would he have been then, three or four?
No, he was only three when I came yeah. to New Zealand. Yes, yeah. It was really worry about everything when I came to New Zealand because I didn't have any family here.
Yeah.
I was worried if anything happening for me, what's going on with my son.
Of course.
But we don't know about our life, what's going on. When I came to New Zealand, I never thinking about I will be like one day a teacher or or a businesswoman.
Yeah.
But now I have everything. I couldn't believe that.
But I imagine that it's been, you know, you've had to work very hard to get
yes.
to that place.
Yes.
Tell us how you learn English to start with.
When I came to New Zealand, actually in Palmy, I started English teaching college for nearly 2 years. I did like nearly for 2 years, and after that I started working like at Freiburg High School. But before that I did like some voluntary work at Red Cross bookshop and Red Cross shop, and I did voluntary for the Red Cross. But I learned from the people when I work with them, and now I don't say my English perfect, but I can understand. And life is much easier before I came to New Zealand. Like when I arrived in New Zealand, now everything is much easier for me because I understand the people, what they're saying to me.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's a tremendous progress that you've made in such a short space of time. You must
yeah.
feel. How does it make you feel?
I'm so happy now.
Yeah.
I just can say I'm so happy to be in New Zealand, a safe country. The most important thing for me is because I'm safe here.
Yeah.
When I'm safe, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about your home country, where you were born and brought
yes.
up?
Yes. I was born in Herat from the western and Afghanistan. I'm from Afghanistan, and I left my country like 10 years ago when my son was only 3 to 4 months. I left my country when I lost my husband there, and I lived there with my father-in-law. We moved to Pakistan, and after that we lived to Indonesia. And we staying for nearly 3 years in Indonesia, and we spent like a very bad and very hard life there to catch in New Zealand, because Indonesia was a different country. We want like we are staying there because we have got from there like the refugee from UNHCR.
Right.
We couldn't go like from the trip there, and we couldn't travel to other city there. And we live there for like a big group of people. Like I remember, I live with the one place. It was a building, and each two people had like a room and everything sharing, like the bathroom.
So very crowded.
Yes, it was very bad, hard life was for me. When I remember that time, I spent very bad time over there, because it was very stress, and every day we're thinking about and everything, what's going on, what's going happening, because I didn't accept kind of that life
is
happening for me.
Yeah.
But now I'm really, sometimes when I'm thinking, I'm a lucky person to God choose New Zealand country for me and for my family to have a better life in New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of listeners just won't be able to understand what it would be like to be in that situation.
Yeah.
So you basically you fled from Afghanistan.
Yes.
And that was in a sort of a situation of civil war and fighting.
Yeah. Because I lost my husband over there, and it was too dangerous for my father-in-law, the only person I had there from my family husband there. We couldn't stay anymore there.
Right. So your lives were in danger,
yes.
basically.
Yes.
And did you have to leave family behind?
Yes, when I live like Afghanistan, Herat, my city, yes, my parents and my brother live over there. But now, no, they are here in New Zealand with me. Yeah, when I came to New Zealand, I have got like liquids from immigration New Zealand. If you have like close family, you can sponsor them because you are a single mom and that's you have right. like the child under 24 years. Yeah, I sponsored them and finally they have got the visa in 2016 after 2 years when right. I came to New Zealand.
So you were 2 years here all on your own apart from the volunteers helping?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And then you managed to get your parents here.
Yes.
So what was that day like, tell me, when they arrived?
When I talking, especially now when everyone, I couldn't believe it until now. My family here, I have a good life here, I have a good job and everything. And I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I'm kind of this person. But when they arrived to New Zealand, I can say everything is get much easier yes. for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, I guess not only the sort of support of having your parents here,
yes.
but, you know, some assistance for looking after your son.
Yes, yeah, exactly. When my family arrived here, after a few months, I started working. Right. I started working at Freiburg High School. And after that, during night, I started working at Turkish restaurant. Until late of night, I work over there. And in the morning, I worked like for Freiburg High School. Okay, it was my favorite job. Yes, but everything get much easier for me.
Once they yes. arrived. Yeah. And I suppose in that 2 years when you were waiting to see if you could fetch them here.
Yes.
There would have been constant worry, wouldn't it, on your part about how they were?
Actually, I was worried about everything because my city wasn't too safe for them as well. Right. I wanted to come in New Zealand as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But when they arrived, now I think, sometimes I think I never been in Afghanistan. I born in New Zealand because I don't have any close family to behind me. I have like uncle or auntie or something, but my parents and my brother, they are here and they are living in here, a safe country. Yes. But when they weren't here, I was always thinking about them because my city wasn't sitting like a safe city for them to live there. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think, you know, those of us who have got family in a safe situation, we can't imagine what it must be like to be, you know, to have that level of concern every day.
Yeah.
So now when it came to coming to New Zealand, so the UNHCR, which is the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, they organised that on your behalf, did they? Did you have any choice about where you would be resettled?
No, actually, I stay in Indonesia for 2 and 7 months, I can say. And I haven't had like any country to choose me like for their country. But I have got just, I remember that day, it was Thursday around 4 p.m. I have got a call from like the UNHCR and one guy was on the phone and he told me, you have interview with New Zealand country tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I say, what? I didn't know that. And say, I was so shocked. After 2.5 years, I have got like when I arrived like Indonesia, after 3 months, I have got refugee from UNHCR.
Yeah. So you were recognized as a refugee quite early on.
Yeah.
And then it was a question of waiting, for a country to offer you a place.
Yes. Yeah. Usually after when we got like the refugee from UNHCR, after that time, I think I'm about 7 years ago, after three months, you then everything and go for the third country.
Yeah.
But when I was there and staying for 2.5 years to country chose me, but finally New Zealand came and chose me. But I'm now thinking I'm so lucky person to came to New Zealand.
Well, that's fantastic. Look, I think what we'll do is we'll take a chance to play some music now, and then we'll give you a little break, and we'll come back and talk in a minute.
Sure.
ازی آواره ازی سرگردان ازی تنهایی و ازی زندان با کابل جان با کابل جان با کابل جان سلام افغانستان سلام با کابل جان با کابل جان با کابل جان سلام افغانستان سلام ازی آوارم ازی سرگردان ازی تنهایی و ازی زندان با کابل جان با کابل جان با کابل جان سلام افغانستان سلام با کابل جان با کابل جان با کابل جان سلام افغانستان سلام افغانستان سلام افغانستان افغانستان سلام افغانستان مسافرم چه کنم نیست منزلم یاران غریب دامن دریای کابلم یاران غریب دامن دریای کابلم یاران او یا قربا دلهای خسته میخواند مرا زیارت دلهای خسته میخواند کجا روم که نباشد غم دلم یاران غم دلم یاران ازی آوارم ازی سرگردان ازی تنها.
Right, so you're back listening to Making Pami Home. I'm Lorna Johnson and my guest this week is Vajiha Akbarian from Afghanistan, who's been living in Palmerston North since 2014, is that right?
Yeah.
So we've been talking a little bit about Vajiha's work and how successful she's been in holding down two jobs as a teacher aide and as a restaurant manager. So can you tell us what you think has helped you to be successful in Palmerston North?
Yes. When I came to New Zealand, I stayed like for 6 weeks in the Mangere camp in Auckland. And after that, I came to Palmerston North. Different city, different people. I couldn't speak English. It was very hard life for me.
Mm-hmm.
I started to be strong because nobody was here to help me for everything. The most important thing was English, driving. And
so you weren't able to drive?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Right.
Yeah. I always pray and ask help from God.
Yeah.
Please help me for this situation. I'm here. Nobody can help me. And you can help me. And always I believe in myself. I believe I'm a strong person.
Yes.
I can be. I can do. And I spend a very hard life in Indonesia. But I can make better in New Zealand here. The problem is just English. I can't learn.
Yeah, so you kind of, this is what you were telling yourself, even
yourself,
though it was hard?
Yes. But I started because it's in my mind was, is nobody can help me if I don't do.
Yeah.
But I started just alone, just standing in just alone and by myself, and I did. I started English, and after that, I started work, like from working and like for volunteer working, like for Red Cross shop, Red Cross bookshop, and Red Cross like for volunteer. I started to learn the other people when they came from different city and they are new in Palmerston North, because when I came to Palmerston North, I feeling so lonely.
Oh,
and to be honest, sometimes after few months I arrived in Palmerston North, I couldn't sleep during night. I sleep during day because I scared.
Yeah.
I was just by myself. I had like house, still I have. It was a big yard, like big yard.
Yeah.
I was always scared, and my son only was 3 years, and yeah. I didn't have any family in Palmerston North. But I trying to be strong.
Yeah.
Always, when I talk with myself, I say, I will be strong. Everything is going good. But now I did everything after 7 years.
So, yeah. I mean, I think I'm astounded at what you've achieved in such a short space of time. But I think also that, you know, you've got a very positive attitude, haven't you?
Yes.
And you've got that determination.
Yes.
Even when things are hard, that you're just going to push on through.
Yes.
And that obviously has been key to helping you get where you are today, really.
Yes. Because I remember I was only 20 years old when I left my country with 3 to 4 months.
Old baby. Bombay
baby.
Yeah.
And it was harder that time than when I came to New Zealand.
Yes.
That's why when I was thinking about behind me when I was in Indonesia, when I left my country, I think now everything is better. I can do.
Yeah.
When I did in the past, but now I can do it.
Because you'd already, as you say, you'd already gone through some hard times and survived. So you told yourself you could do it again.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Look, how is your son doing? How is he adapting to life in Palmerston North?
He really good. He enjoying school, and I can't see he's the most important things in my life. Yeah. If I am strong, he makes me stronger.
Yeah.
Because the only things in my life. And he really enjoyed their life, their school. And I can say he's a good boy.
Oh, that's good. I'm sure he'll be pleased to hear that.
I think.
and he feels at home here? Does he? He's got friends and he...
Yes, he has lots of friends here. We have lots of kin in our community and from school as well, different communities, different people. Yes, he really liked them. And he's he's a person to be with everyone. He doesn't like it, very scared from the people, anyone. He wants to talk with anyone.
Okay.
Actually, when I came to New Zealand after 2-3 years, when he talking, when I catch the bus or something, he talking with people. Oh. When I went to home, I'm saying, Mom, you don't need to talk with everyone. I said, no, Mom, I want to talk with them.
So he's quite an outgoing.
Yes.
I'm sure that helps. I'm sure that really helps. So you mentioned the community. There is a growing Afghani community here in Palmerston North, isn't there?
Yes, I remember when I came to Palmerston North, I was the first single mom in Palmerston North. And I can say the second group of Afghan community I came to Palmerston North. And that was it very harder because I couldn't see any family or single mom or any from our community. Yeah. But now the people, when come from our country or different country, they ask, here is we're thinking is we are so lonely. I say, when I came to Palmerston North, do you know I was the first single mom I came to Palmerston North.
So I guess that now there's a bigger group of you, you're able to get together and maybe celebrate some festivals and things that you would
actually
normally do at home?
Actually, I can say we have the good leader in our community.
Mm-hmm.
He is Razan Isle. He is working at Aitkin City Council, if I don't say it wrong.
He is.
He is very nice in our community.
That's good.
Our community very improve. I remember we haven't had any kind of sport for our kids, but now we have everything for girls, boys, and for women, even for women. I just want to say thank you so much for everything.
That's lovely. Yeah. And I should just say, listeners, that it was Raza that volunteered for you here to do the interview. So that's quite funny. So you're not holding that against him anyway.
Yeah.
And is it around this time of year that it's the Afghani New Year, I believe?
Yes. Tomorrow night we will have, I can't say a party or we will be all together, but not me because we have lots of booking for tomorrow night as well.
At the restaurant.
At the restaurant. I will be at the restaurant, but our community will have a big party together, and I hope they enjoying their times together. Yeah, but we will celebrate at our shop as well, our restaurant as well.
Oh, okay. What celebration have you got?
We usually put it on the table we called Hafsin, but it's mean for English seven things start with S.
Oh.
Okay, everything it's have different meaning for us, like money, like health, like happening. We put it something like garlic, it's mean health, or like we put it fish on the table, and we put it something green, it's mean like nature, and we have like the other things we have called half miwa, it's dry fruit, is very special fruits, dry fruit in our country in Afghanistan. Yes.
So you'll have like a special menu for the evening?
For the evening, yeah. Yes, for tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe it, but we're out of time already.
Yeah.
Look, I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks
so much for coming in. It's been great to hear a little bit about your story, and I'm full of admiration for how you overcame some of the difficult circumstances and picked up the pieces and have started again in Palmerston North. So, well done.
Yeah, and thank you so much. I can all can say is thank you, New Zealand. Thanks the people of the New Zealand to accept me in New Zealand to have a better and safe life here.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
So look, we'll have to finish there, but people, you've been listening to Making Palmy Home, and my guest this week has been Vajiha Akbarian from Afghanistan, and you can catch the program every Wednesday at 3:30, Sundays at 1, or online at npr.nz/show/Making Palmy Home. Cheers.